I guess harvesting or picking cotton must be a long job.
It was. But now they have pickers, you know, that machines do it now, and people don't race it around in our area anymore. Uh-huh. But out about Cartersville and out in there, they have lots of cotton fields. And
we went down there. When was it? That was after Christmas, was it? We went to a funeral down there. They had lots of cottonwood picked.
At Christmas time? Mm-hmm. Really? That doesn't hurt it?
The pickers wait till it all gets open before they.
Then you can just go.
Just the one going over to get it.
Man went to can't pick it.
They can't pick it when it's wet. Mm-hmm.
Be dry.
It runs the car, pile it up wet.
Well, pickers won't work good when it's wet nowhere.
I see. Once you get it picked, what do you have to do to it before you can start? I don't know.
They have cotton gins. You haul it to the gins, uh-huh. And they run it through and get the seeds out. And uh-huh. Put it in bales, big bales, 400 or 500 pounds in bales. Have big old kind of tow stuff, you know, to uh-huh. Put around it, and they bind it with ties. They call metal ties, about inch wide.
Oh, I see.
They put it around it, and it buckles it together somehow, and holds it in there.
Like hay bales, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then those cotton seeds—they're the things that you plant. It's the
mm-hmm.
same thing.
And they use cotton seed for making, they have cotton seed oil out of it.
Yeah, they press it, get the oil out of it.
What's that for? Cotton seed oil, what's it for?
I think they use it a lot. They refine it and use it a lot to it cooking, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
After they get the oil out, they'll make feed out of the seed that mm-hmm. hulls and so on, that's left.
Later on, you know, you were saying that a lot of times you fed farm animals with the corn stalks and stuff. Did that change later on? Did you start feeding them, like, corn?
Well, they got to raising hay a lot and uh-huh. don't raise corn so much for feed. And they grow, just green pastures for the cattle and stock to graze on. Uh-huh. And they don't do so much with the corn stalks anymore.
I see. I know at home they grow something called horse corn.
Horse corn.
Yeah, do they have that down here?
Well, we never had any with corn, that is all. Okay. Just about the same.
I was going to ask you something, I can't remember what. I think that's about all I have, you know, that I can think of, unless you just, if you can remember any little stories, I'd like to hear, you know, just some personal little stories about what it was like before things got so mechanized and fast and busy. But that's, you know, that's just something, that's not important. Do a lot of people nowadays move out of Canton, or is it growing? Is the city growing, getting bigger?
Yeah, Canton's a lot bigger than it used to be. I don't know whether that don't seem to be moving out very much yet.
Uh-huh. There's lots of people who live out in the country go to Canton to work now.
They have more industries in there, factories in there?
They have a chicken processing. Plants, you know, where they dress chickens and uh-huh. freeze them.
Is there a lot? Are there a lot of chicken farmers in the area?
Oh yeah.
That's a big industry.
They do more chicken farming than any other kind.
Raise cattle is the biggest thing.
Cattle and chickens raised. They don't grow crops in the fields much anymore. Mostly the land's been turned into grazing.